Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Marisa Santillan, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, May 7, 2024, with news, and we'll have a feature on tango singer Edmundo Rivero with his biography and, of course, some of his most famous songs. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are the accent. This show is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. If you want to listen to our station online, go to rae.com.ar and you can listen to RAE via streaming live directly from our studio in Buenos Aires, or you can check out our podcasts because our daily shows are uploaded as podcasts for you to listen to whenever and wherever you want. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. In Los Angeles, President Milei called to invest in Argentina. 86 people have already died as a result of the floods in the south of Brazil. For Mr. Milei, the visit of David Cameron to Malvinas was not a provocation. Haiti, the international peacekeeping force led by Kenya, begins to arrive. Argentine Foreign Minister Diana Mondino met with European Union authorities in Brussels. And these are the news. President Javier Milei called for betting on Argentina, which, according to him, can become the new Mecca of the West. He made this statement in Los Angeles during a conference of the Milken Institute before an audience of CEOs, businessmen, bankers, investors and journalists. In his speech, the president defended the course of his administration and praised capitalism as a tool for development. He also strongly questioned state intervention in the economy, which, according to him, is the reason why 60% of the Argentine population is poor. However, the president stressed that in his country there is a renewed faith in the ideas of freedom since he won the elections last November. And he affirmed, while the West turns towards control and imposition, Argentina turns towards trusting its citizens in the exercise of their freedom. And addressing the audience, he concluded, bet on Argentina and let's write together a new chapter in the history of Western progress. In the context of Milken's forum, Mr. Milei met again with Tesla CEO Elon Musk, whom he had already visited at his factory in Texas recently. Both were photographed together, and the owner of the social network X echoed the call of the head of state by stating, "I recommend investing in Argentina." Meanwhile, the second general strike against the libertarians' government, called by the main umbrella union the CGT, is looming. Yesterday it was confirmed that the public transportation unions will be joining the direct action this Thursday, May 9. The international forces that will seek to re-establish order are beginning to arrive in Haiti. The contingent will be led by Kenya, and its goal is to fight the gangs that have taken control of a large part of the Haitian territory. The US is also involved in this mission, although its contribution is only in logistics and gear for the 1,000 troops that will be deployed in the Caribbean country. According to the UN, more than 2,500 people were killed or injured in Haiti during the first quarter of this year due to the wave of violence. The International Peacekeeping Force arrives after the inauguration of a transitional council in which the main Haitian political parties all participate. This body took over the government after the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who had in turn succeeded President Jovenel Moïse, who was assassinated in 2021. According to the latest official report, 86 people have already died as a result of the floods in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. In that context, the national government declared a state of calamity due to the record high level of the rivers. In the main city of the region, Porto Alegre, the center is covered by water which has reached a depth of 5 meters. Rescue workers are searching for more than 130 people who are still missing since the disaster began. According to government sources, more than 130,000 inhabitants have lost their homes due to flooding. There are large areas without electricity, and there are also reports of thefts from evacuated homes and even to rescue teams. This weekend, local governor Eduardo Leite said that the state was facing a war scenario and will need post-war-like measures. In an interview with the BBC, President Javier Milei remarked that Argentina will not give up its sovereignty claim over the Malvinas Islands, but he clarified that his administration will not have a conflict situation with the United Kingdom either. Talking to reporter Ion Wells, Mr. Milei expressed, "It may be that today London does not want to negotiate for the islands, but later on, in time, they may want to do so." "Many of these positions have changed over time," said the Argentine president. In addition, he revealed that he did not consider a provocation the visit of the UK's Foreign Secretary David Cameron to Malvinas last February. "If that territory is today in the hands of the United Kingdom, he has every right to do so," explained the head of state. "In fact, I have an excellent relationship with him," said the leader of Argentina. He also expressed his admiration for the late former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, despite the fact that she led the country Argentina faced in 1982. "There was a war, and it was a war that we lost," he explained. "But that doesn't mean that one cannot recognize those who were in front for doing their job well. I don't just admire Thatcher," the president added. "I also admire Ronald Reagan and Winston Churchill." To criticize a person because of his nationality or their race is of an enormous intellectual precariousness, Mr. Milei said. Argentine Foreign Minister Diana Mondino met with European Union authorities in Brussels. In that context, she ratified Argentina's commitment to the signing of the free trade agreement between Mercosur and the 27-member group. The pact, it should be remembered, has been negotiated for several years and is blocked by European environmental requirements for South American exports. In the Belgian capital, Mondino met with several high-ranking officials of the continental bloc. Among others, she held encounters with the heads of foreign affairs, industry and environment. In addition, the minister spoke with representatives of mining company Glencore, which plans to exploit copper in Argentina. Mondino is on an official tour that began in China, continued in France and will end in Portugal after Belgium. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, Mission Shizie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentina to the World presents Edmundo Rivero, the ugly man who sings beautifully.
Ayer estaba recordando tu casa, mi casa, portal donde la luna se volvió esperando, cedrón en donde el viento se perfuma y pasa.
The origin of tango can be said to belong to the last years of the 19th century, but it was only by the second decade of the 20th that the public came to terms with the first written compositions. As a matter of fact, the first tango song, that's to say the first tango accompanied by written lyrics, was My Sad Night, and it was premiered by Carlos Gardel in 1917. During those years, there appeared lots of tango orchestras, composers and lyricists, and of course, singers among which the most precious voices were baritones and tenors.
Es fácil pegar un tazo pa' cobrarse una traición o jugar en una daga la suerte de una pasión. Cuartito azul de mi primer pasión vos guardarás.
Va a comenzar la eterna y triste fiesta de los que viven al ritmo de un gozar.
But one day, when high register vocalists were the trend, there came one by the name of Edmundo Rivero, a gifted for tango, with a deep voice, a unique case, almost an eccentricity in the long list of tango singers.
Con 20 abriles me vine para el centro. Bufo en Corrientes y Maipú, el brazo de hombres jugados y convento. Así quise quemar mi juventud, así aprendí lo que es el...
It was the beginning of the 30s, and young Rivero, who had started his career as a guitar player, proved that to sing tangos, he had no vocal limits.
Cabaret tropezó, era la eterna rutina. Pucherito de gallina con viejo vino Carlos.
Edmundo Rivero was born in 1911 in the lap of a family of music fans. His parents incentivated all their kids in the study of music, and while still young, Edmundo reached an important training in tango singing and academic development as a guitarist. Tango specialists agreed that Rivero was not an amateur, and still less an intuitive, but a hard-trained singer who started his career interpreting classical music, though he preferred other Argentine popular expressions, especially tango, and the composition of Creole origin and content. Together with his sister, also a musician, he had different jobs in the city radio stations of Buenos Aires. He mostly accompanied singers with his guitar. They played Spanish classical or Greek music or any other. His debut as a singer happened by chance. One day, all of a sudden, he had to replace the singer he used to accompany with his guitar, who was on sick leave.
Cuando estés en la vereda y te fiche un bacanazo, vos hacete la chitruda y no tenés chavez. Que no manches que estás lista al primer tiro de lazo y que por un par de leones bien planchado te perdés.
The immediate impact of his performance brought him contracts by the thousands of different orchestras who hired him as a singer, until in 1944 he was called by banger tango icon Horacio Salgan to integrate the latter's orchestra. And there he stayed for 3 years. Years later, once they were popular figures, Salgan and Rivero met only to record those compositions, among which the waltz A Little Piece of Sky.
Thank you.
In 1947, the singer comes to integrate the most famous orchestra of all times, the one conducted by bandoneon player Aníbal Troilo. In it, Edmundo Rivero achieved the recognition of the public. He stayed with Troilo for 3 years and left over 20 recordings that brought him his everlasting fame. Journalists Antonio Rodríguez Villar and Luis Spota met Muni Rivero, Edmundo's son, and recalled. It was 1947 when Edmundo Rivero left the orchestra of Horacio Salgan to integrate Troilo's. And it is Salgan himself who takes Rivero to Troilo, who in turn is not persuaded by the idea of incorporating Rivero to his orchestra. Rivero's intention was to create a good repertoire. Troilo agreed, and they met to analyze and choose an appropriate one. They registered 22 tangos. I believe they were 22 great hits.
Yo creo que son 22 éxitos.
¿Cómo olvidarte en esta vieja jardín de Buenos Aires? Y sos lo único en la vida que se pareció a mi vieja. En tu mezcla milagrosa.
During this stage, the singer's name was a synonym of tango. The Last Organ, Café of Buenos Aires, Butterfly, and basically Homero Manzi and Aníbal Troilo's composition, South.
Del herrero, barro y pampa, tu casa, tu vereda y el zanjón, y un perfume de suyos y de alfalfa que me llena de nuevo.
In 1949, Edmundo Rivero started a new chapter of his career as a soloist, accompanied by a group of guitars and a selection of tangos, waltzes, and milongas, whose lyrics stood out due to the abundance of slang words, the city argot. His fame extended. He recorded a large amount of pieces and starred half a dozen films, all of them related to tango.
Mademoiselle Yvonne era una pebeta que en el barrio Costa del viejo Montmartre, con su pinta brava y alegre griseta, animó la fiesta del Catreal. Era la papusa del barrio latino que supo a los puntos del verso inspirar. Pero fue que un día llegó un argentino y a la francesita la hizo suspirar. Madame Yvonne, la cruz del sur fue como el signo. Madame Yvonne, fue como el signo de tu suerte. Alondra gris, tu dolor me conmueve, tu pene de nieve. Madame.
And while working with the guitar group, part of his repertoire was used in performances and recordings. And this is explained by essayist Jorge Palacio Faruk.
El tango
The traditional tango, the Gardelia, was played with the accompaniment of the guitar. Excellent guitar players accompanied Rivero, though most elaborated songs, he sought the accompaniment of the orchestra.
Uno busca lleno de esperanzas el camino que los sueños prometieron a sus ansias. Sabe que la lucha es cruel y es mucha, pero lucha y se desangra por la fe que lo empecina. Uno va arrastrándose entre espinas sin su afán de dar su amor. Sufre y se desangra hasta entender que uno se ha quedado sin corazón. Precio del castigo que uno entrega por un beso que no llega o un amor que lo engañó. Vacío ya de amar y de llorar. Yo tuviera el corazón que di, si yo pudiera como ayer, querer sin presentir, es posible que a tus ojos que me gritan su cariño, lo cerrará con mis besos. Sin pensar que eran como esos otros ojos los perversos los que hundieron en mi vivir. Si yo tuviera el corazón el mismo que fui, si olvidara la que ayer lo destrozó y pudiera amarte, me abrazaría tu ilusión para llorar tu amor.
In 1965, Edmundo Rivero registered a memorable record with poems by Argentine writer Jorge Luis Borges, with music of Astor Piazzolla. The record, entitled Tango, marked a milestone in the already successful career of Rivero. The milonga Jacinto Chiclana was one of the compositions in the record.
Me acuerdo. O en Balvanera, en una noche lejana, que alguien dejó caer el nombre de un tal Jacinto Chiclana. Algo se dijo también de una esquina y de un cuchillo. Los años nos dejan ver el entrevero y el brillo. ¿Quién sabe por qué razón me anda buscando ese nombre? Me gustaría saber cómo habrá sido aquel hombre. Alto lo veo y cabal, con el alma comedida, capaz de no alzar la voz y de jugarse la vida.
In 1969, Rivero inaugurated the Old General Store, a tango place where live performances of tango are still put on. It is located in the neighborhood of San Telmo in the city of Buenos Aires, and the most popular musicians stood on its stage. Until his own death, Rivero was also the main star at the place, which is still a must for tourists interested in the city music. Edmundo Rivero received several nicknames throughout his career. Aníbal Troilo called him Gaucho, his relatives Lionel, his real first name. But he is still popularly remembered as the ugly chap who sings beautifully, in reference to his physical aspect and the quality of his voice and interpretation. About this aspect, his son and former musician of his group of guitars says, he studied every tango, analyzed it first, the lyrics, looked up every word to check the, not only the meaning, but also the etymology. He respected the lyrics. His tones depended much more on the lyrics than on the music. He followed Gardel's advice. Before performing a song, he had to read the lyrics, understand the intrinsic meaning, the message, the drama transported by the words, and recite it. When you know how to recite it, you can add the music. Otherwise, you don't know what you are singing. He rehearsed South until he died. And I figured out that since he recorded South in 1947, till he died, he must have sung it 50,000 times. Lionel Gaucho, the ugly man who sings beautifully, Edmundo Rivero passed away in 1986. He never stopped singing or appearing on the stage in his old general store. And until the very last minute, he preserved his splendid deep voice that made the difference with other tango singers.
Volverá por los antiguos callejones de barro, cada vez que los tangos recuerden el arrabal perdido, y renazcan los hombres y las cosas muertas.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Edmundo Rivero, the ugly man who sings beautifully. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
En último organito, iba de puerta en puerta, hasta encontrar la casa de la vecina muerta, de la vecina queja que se cansó a llamar. Y así molera tango para que llore el ciego inconsolable del verso de Carriego, que fuma, fuma y fuma, sentado en el umbral, que fuma, fuma y fuma, sentado en el umbral.
RAE. Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, mi xiang shi jie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, sekai ni mokete, Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, and before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. In Los Angeles, President Milei called to invest in Argentina. 86 people have already died as a result of the floods in the south of Brazil. For Mr. Milei, the visit of David Cameron to Malvinas was not a provocation. Haiti, the international peacekeeping force led by Kenya, begins to arrive. Argentine Foreign Minister Diana Mondino met with European Union authorities in Brussels. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio that broadcasts via the shortwaves of WRMI, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, this show in English, frequency 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us via internet on rae.com.ar and via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. Our sound technician for today was Marisa Santillán, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Hasta mañana.